And welcome back to BTR News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. And we have, waiting so patiently on the line, we have Sister Black Rose, who is one of the hosts and producers of Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio, which is heard right here on Black Talk Radio Network live every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So without further delay, let's welcome Black Rose on. Thank you, sister. First of all, I'm so glad to see that you are still surviving under those terrible conditions that Hurricane Harvey brought, which was a Category 4 hurricane.
Yes, surviving. We have seemed to have made it through the worst part of this storm, and now we are in the recovery efforts here in Houston, Texas. I believe Feather Light is on the line. Also.
Oh, Feather Light, the other host, if she would like to join us, most certainly do. Greetings to you, Feather Light.
Namaste. Thank you.
You're welcome. So again, glad to hear. And of course, you know, we heard from you last week, Black Rose, on Tando Radio Show. But I'm going to go ahead and get on you right now because you scared me Friday. You scared me Friday because we were supposed to have you on Friday. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't contact her. I hope, you know, the flood waters didn't rise and reach them and they evacuating. So you scared me and shame on you.
Oh, I know. My apologies. It's just been exhausting just dealing with this because
I imagine
throughout the whole week, we just really didn't get a peaceful night's sleep, even though we weren't in the shelter. So I can just only imagine what people are feeling like that are in shelters and not being able to be in their own homes. Because, you know, thankfully we were able to at least be in our own beds and we didn't have any water damage, had all of our belongings, and we're safe. But I was like, what? Worn out.
Right. And of course,
completely.
It was important that you and Feather Light prepared for this. As I was conversating with people on Facebook that is in Houston, it was one lady in particular, and just saying that, you know, this is why we put Tando Radio, the Black Talk Radio, is for such situations, and just the little things can make a difference. I understand everybody ain't got thousands and thousands of dollars to spend on survival gear, but you can buy enough that'll get you through a storm to where you don't have to go to a shelter because you don't have anything to eat after a couple of days. So thankful that you ladies prepared. Can y'all speak on some of the preparations that y'all went through to prepare for the storm?
Yeah, well, you know, again, thank you so much for having us on, Scotty. We really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to coming back on the air this Wednesday night, as you mentioned, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. So thank you so much for having us on. In preparation, we had been, of course, you know, watching the weather and hearing about Hurricane Harvey coming into the Texas area all week long. And so, like, Thursday, when we knew that it would come that weekend, people pretty much tried to just pick up any last-minute items that you may need. Remember, this was close to the end of the month, just like Hurricane Katrina. And so I thought about a lot of people that could not have made it to the grocery stores or fill up their tanks because they're in those last few days of the month. People that may only receive
Social Security
once a month. Yeah, Social Security. I'm thinking about a lot of people on Social Security, the elderly, people that may were trying to pick up medicine before this storm came in and weren't able to, and the difficulties that they may have been experiencing with some of those challenges. So I know, like for myself, I was coming from one side of town. I had to come from one side of town back over to my side of town, which is about a 35, 40-minute drive. And so I said, well, let me go ahead on and just stop by the grocery store and make sure we have some things for the weekend just in case the lights, the power, and electricity goes out, which it did. We actually made it through the weekend without any power outages, but it was just the stress and strain and the turmoil of every 15 minutes, the tornado warnings going off, and just making sure you have a safe area, making sure we have enough water, things like that. When I went to the grocery store, as I mentioned on Tando's show, I couldn't even find a bell pepper. Not even a bell pepper. There wasn't any water, peanut butter, tuna fish, just like basic staples that people could feast on during any kind of power outage or if we were trapped in, as we were. So you could barely find anything. I couldn't get any gas that Thursday. The storm actually hit us like Friday, late Friday night, Saturday morning, or was it Saturday evening, Feather Light? Which was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday evening.
Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. Friday we had a tremendous amount of rain, which we tend to have a tremendous amount of rain here. So the marker for me was going out to look on my front patio. If I could still see the patio without, say, a foot of rain, I was like, okay, we're pretty safe because we get that on a regular rainy day here in Houston. So just, you know, monitoring the water levels, that was very important for us to know if and when we would have to evacuate. But as I mentioned, we couldn't get any gas Friday. Gas stations just completely packed. So I wasn't able to fill up my truck until Friday morning. So, yes, it was an experience. So I would have to say, Scotty, for everyone, make sure you have your cash on hand. Make sure you have your candles. We went to pick up some more candles. Couldn't find hardly any candles, batteries, electric. There were like a few of those LCD candles, but like basic candles, the ones that burn like 12 hours, not many of those. And then I thought about it at the last minute, another survival technique to use, the can of Crisco, and you can stick wick in that. And I think that burns like for days, but we weren't able to make it back up to the grocery store after a while because grocery stores and everything in our area was closed.
Now, Black Rose and Feather Light, please feel welcome to be a part of this conversation. Jump in at any time. But someone sent me a video via Facebook and Facebook Messenger. And so I watched this video, and it was a black woman who was saying that black communities in Houston were being bypassed for rescue. Like, people weren't being rescued that wanted to be rescued. And I asked you about that video because that was contrary to what I had heard from you on Tando. That was contrary to everything that I was seeing in terms of people putting out videos or what the news outlets were putting out. It was, you know, it just did not seem like Katrina, you know, like when Kanye West famously said that George Bush don't care about black people. And I'm not trying to say that Donald Trump has handled this situation better than George Bush. Now, I'm not saying that at all, because most of the responses, it seems to me, have been local in nature and what have you. But have you heard anything about black communities, because of racism, that they are being bypassed and left and stranded?
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Scotty. And let me just say, Houston is, again, the fourth largest city. So there's no way in the world I can know exactly, the fourth largest city in the country. But there's no way I can know each and every story. But I will say this, as a community organizer, I have been in touch with several people throughout the Houston area. And I'm not just speaking on the 4 million people in Houston. I'm speaking on people in Beaumont, Port Arthur, Clear Lake, Galveston, Texas, Kingswood, Spring, Texas. So I'm speaking about all these other areas right outside of Houston, people that I've been in contact with. I have not heard not one person say that they felt that they were not rescued in a timely manner due to their race. Not saying that it may not have happened, but I'm saying that I have not heard those reports, and I am right here in Houston on the ground. And I think that that is not a good narrative for us to push if we don't have any proof of that. Now, the reason why this catastrophic hurricane was not as devastating as Hurricane Katrina in some ways is because there was a lot of local effort. There were a lot of local people going out to rescue people. And maybe they learned from Katrina and Rita and Ike. So people didn't wait on the Red Cross, or they didn't wait on the National Guard, because I think initially only 1,000 National Guard were sent in, which would not have been enough. So people here in Houston, Texas, that have these 4x4 trucks and these tractors and boats, they put that transportation to work and got out here and saved people. I saw numerous black people, Asian people, Indian people, South American, Latino, all kinds of people being rescued, because Houston is a very diverse community. There are only a couple of areas in Houston that I know of that could be considered as primarily black, and that's Fifth Ward and Sunnyside. I have a friend who lives in Sunnyside. I asked her the question, and she said no, people were being rescued based on how much flooding they had. She didn't have any flooding, so she didn't have to be rescued. She lives in Sunnyside. Anybody know Houston? They know Sunnyside. Sunnyside is a primarily black and Latino area. So it's being gentrified in some areas. But I have not heard that at all, Scotty. People were stepping in, helping people, rescue people. I heard of people being rescued by National Guard, by local people. I've seen the videos. So I personally cannot say that I witnessed anything or heard of any comments about people not being rescued based on them being black.
And I'm like you, Black Rose. We know that stuff like this has happened in the past, and you said Houston's a very big area and the suburbs that surround it. And it is possible, but again, you got so many different groups. So our knowledge is possible that one particular group maybe bypassed some black people and didn't want to help them. I'm not saying that's impossible, right. But I'm also, like I put out there, was I can't run with this story without any evidence. You need to show me some video of people being bypassed, people being mistreated. You need to show me that, because there are just so many variables that could be at play here. Okay. Feather Light. Again, glad that you are safe and you all were able to prepare. But what are your thoughts on what we've been talking about on, this attempt, I would say, to racialize the rescue efforts?
Well, to me, I have to agree with Black Rose. I have not seen any type of racial issues whatsoever. It's been about how do you need help. That hasn't even come up. I mean, that's my first time even hearing about it. When Black Rose shared it with me, because someone was on YouTube with the video, I'm like, what? Because that's just so far-fetched from what I have been seeing. Here, Houston, when I first arrived here, 7 years ago, after a while, I kept hearing about the hurricane season. Get ready for the hurricane season. And coming from Memphis, we just didn't experience a lot of horrific weather. It would come every now and then. I think we saw what they call strong winds. Actually, it was a tornado, and they didn't want to call it a tornado. But it wasn't something that we got ready for every year. But as I stayed here, I began to realize hurricanes happen on a regular. Okay, and they have a season that they prepare for it and they look for it. And so I got one of the little things that lists that they put out every year. This is what you're supposed to have. So I thought, okay, this is something that they're expecting, something that you get ready for. And so, I went by that list and I got a bag, a to-go bag, an emergency bag. Together, which I'll share with you, some of the things that I feel the people should have, not wait for the last minute. But, I've kept that bag ready for the past 4 or 5 years, and I had to pull it out. But my point is, a lot of these people here are, they've experienced hurricanes before, A lot of them are prepared. A lot of them have boats. It's amazing how many people, local people, are equipped with boats to go out and just help people. So that in itself, that explains why a lot of people were getting help. And again, let me emphasize, it, to me, observing what I was saying, race or creed, religion, it had nothing to do with it. It's, do you need help? Get aboard, you know. Let us know of some more people that need help. And there were lines of people to call, you know, we need help. And actually, a lot of the areas that were badly affected, those were, from what Black Rose was telling me, I don't do a lot of traveling like she does. Those were, areas of more, where there were more mixed people, white, just all mixed. It wasn't just designated, you know, Black areas. In fact, were the areas where there are most of the people of color, they were fortunately not affected.
I think.
So those are my thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I think what we need to be pushing, to borrow Black Rose's words, is the story of preparedness and how people were prepared. And again, like both of you ladies have reiterated, this is not like a once in a decade, although this was an unprecedented storm. But Houston, that area, is used to hurricanes, like it when I lived in Hawaii, when I was in the military. We knew that 3 months out of the year was going to be nothing but rain every day, monsoon season and high winds and things. So it just becomes second nature if you stay there long enough, or if you one of those people like Feather Light who said, hey, they get putting out this list that I need to get these items that will help me prepare. I'm going to go ahead and get that. So that's what we need to be pushing, is preparedness. Is just, you know, being able to be prepared. And again, pushing the story of humanity, helping humanity, and laying aside all kind of differences. You know, I think that's what we need. And not, and Black Rose, what you said about we didn't have to wait on the Red Cross. We didn't have to wait on the National Guard because the people came out. So that's just really great. And I think that's what we should be pushing. Ladies.
I totally agree with that. That's the narrative that needs to be pushed, the humanitarian effort. That's what needs to be pushed because, again, people were saving people in all of these areas throughout Houston and Dickinson, Corpus Christi, Rockport, dogs being saved, people coming back saving dogs. I've seen so many videos of people just rescuing animals that were tied to poles or hanging on to banks, and people taking their boats, saving the animals. And Houston is Houston is an area that loves pets. I mean, this is one of the most pet-friendly cities I've ever lived in. And so people were saving pets. So I know people were saving people. I've heard the stories. I've watched the videos. And again, just to try to stare at that negative narrative that Black people weren't being saved, where's the proof of that? Again, I'm not saying it may not have happened. I don't know. But what I do know is that we've seen many people being rescued and many people being saying that they were helped by locals or the National Guard, their neighbor. In fact, there's this one story in preparedness, if you don't mind me sharing this, Scotty. There's this one neighbor, one person in a community right outside of Houston. I'm not sure of the town, but he's a Latino young man, and he owned a tractor trailer. So he said that he received a call from a family in his community of only about 200, maybe 300 people. He received a call from someone. They said, we need you to use your tractor to come and get us. They didn't ask him. They said, we need you. And so from that rescue, he continued to rescue 200 more people. So what he's going to do is set up a coalition of people that can be prepared to do the same thing that he was able to do. They'll have more tractors and more trucks. And I think instead of us talking about who didn't help who, what we need to do also is focus on, one, how we can also build coalitions like that in each one of our communities, in each one of our neighborhoods.
Exactly.
If it takes, right, if it takes for people raising some money, every 4 or 5 homes, this is our generator. We will come to your house and hook up this generator. We have these 2 boats for these 10 houses on this block. We have these 2 boats for these 2 streets, whatever the logistics may be. But I think that that's something that needs to be organized to make sure that we have all of that in preparation. Whose house will we go to use power? Who's going to pull out the boat? Who has this where we can store everything for the flood? That's something that we need to focus on. And number 2, what we need to focus on is the environmental crisis that we're now focusing on. Houston is the home of 12 oil refineries, and people that live in Crosby, where I have friends that have to that have been very fearful of all the chemicals being dispersed in the air. These toxic chemicals. What is one of these toxic chemicals? I read about. These are cancer-causing chemicals, airborne pollutants that are being dispersed in the air. Now, if you want to bring race in it and poverty and economics and disparity, then that's something that people can focus on, because these areas where these chemical plants are that are dispersing these toxic chemicals and pollutants, those are areas that are that have a high number in people of color and poor people. So that's what they can focus on. Not who was saved and who wasn't saved, because guess what? There's nothing we can do about that right now, but we possibly can do something about the effects of those chemicals and how we can prepare for the next hurricane or catastrophic flood like we've just experienced.
I agree. I've been hearing about, you know, the chemicals that is being dumped into the water, the flood waters, and I thank you for sharing that news. I had not heard about any airborne hazards or whatnot, but it makes sense. And you are right. You know, environmental justice issues have long pointed out the racial and economic disparities in terms of these communities where these sort of facilities or even waste facilities, disposing of waste and toxic stuff is frequently found in Black, non-white, poor communities. So thank you for raising that issue. Before we close out the segment, I want to give you ladies each a chance to share something that I may not have touched upon that you think is important that needs to be put out there. I'll go with you first, Featherlight. Is there anything you'd like to say as we wrap up this segment?
Yes. I wanted to let the audience know, to remind the audience, as we've said before, to prepare for any type of catastrophe. Don't wait until it hits you. Preventive maintenance is the best way to go. And I have a list of things that I wanted to share, things that you can have ready for a catastrophe that may hit. If you have pets, we love pets, make sure that you have some dog food for them put aside, some fold-up raincoats, the kind that you can put, that you can get from Walgreens or any little store for like $2. They wrap up, like a little pocket. Get a couple of those, and enough for each person in your family. A first aid kit that would have peroxide, cotton balls, some type of something that kills antibiotics, that kills germs. Cotton balls. Now, feminine panty liners that you can get at the dollar store, those also will serve as bandages instead of invested in a bunch of bandages. Just get those. You can use it to clean wounds, things like that. Batteries, make sure that you have C and D batteries for your battery-powered radio. Canned goods, small canned goods that can fit into a bag like tuna, small cans of beans, and make sure you have at least 2 can openers. Wood matches, those old-fashioned wood matches. Of course, flashlights. And keep you keep some baking soda on hand. Baking soda, we, as we've mentioned on our show, has a lot of good benefits. It's sodium bicarbonate, and it fights off diseases. It kills fungus and parasites, and it helps you keep your pH balance up to par, and it fights colds and flu. And as Black Rose was mentioning earlier in getting your community together, find out who has some kind of medical experience so that they can provide some type of medical aid until the professionals arrive. But basically, be prepared. And there are some countries also that are suffering, as Houston is, Sierra Leone, the capital. Over 1,000 people have been killed due to the mudslides there from the intense rain. Three countries,
Nigeria is one. They say 100,000 have been affected by floods in Nigeria.
Yes, right. Nigeria also.
And Nepal, Mumbai.
India, and Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
So, pray for those.
We want to condolences to those well. People. Yes, because we know what you're experiencing. My goodness, they've had higher number of fatalities. So, yeah, we're sending that out. In solidarity with everybody else that's underwater, if you think of the size of the state of New Jersey, that's how much of Southeast Texas was underwater. Just imagine that, like an entire state, the state of New Jersey.
Right. So did you have any final comments you want to leave us with, Black Rose?
Well, I'm glad the Feather Light shared the preparedness kit. Anything to dovetail that, I would just say definitely make sure that you have your plan, your evacuation plans together, know where you need to go, and don't try to leave out in the middle of this storm and go check on anybody. Get where you need to be before the storm hit. That's what I would have to leave everyone with, because many of the people that tried to leave or were trying to evacuate Friday, if you hadn't left out by Thursday night, you should not have tried to leave out Friday or Saturday. It was just too dangerous. And so we did see many people being stuck and trapped in water, and some drowned due to trying to travel during the storm. So just stay safe. Stay safe, everybody. And most of all, we are in the recovery phase now. So we've made it through, but so many people need help. There'll be more fundraisers started, because some people now whose cars have been underwater, they can't get to work. If they can't get to work, then they can't receive their next paycheck. And in addition to that, you have leasers still requesting that September rent payment.
Wow.
So that's something for people to think about. People still need help. I was on the phone yesterday with people who, they don't have a car. Not only do they not have a car, they're living with somebody. But they're still required to pay those first of the month debts. So our prayers for all of those people, and we just need to see how we can help these people recover.
Well, thank you, Black Rose. And I do want to point out that we have posted a local fundraiser on the homepage of blacktalkradionetwork.com. You will see the widget. You click on that widget, that'll take you to that fundraiser. This is a fundraiser that was recommended to me by Black Rose, who said it's a local effort. So you can find it there. Well, ladies, I'm glad that you are surviving as best as possible, and that you were prepared for this. And of course, we look forward to hearing from both of you this Wednesday night on Mind, Body and Spirit Radio. So I'm going to bid you good afternoon, but we will keep in touch. Peace.
All right, peace. Thank you.
Okay. I do want to go ahead and just play this quick, I think it's only a few minutes long. This was sent to me by Team Davis, brother and sister Davis, who you frequently hear on Tando Radio Show. Wednesday nights with Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis, but they sent me this video and asked me to share this video. So I'm going to share this video about Hurricane Irma, which there is a hurricane warning in effect, and it's supposed to hit North and South Carolina sometime around September the 11th. So you still got time to prepare right now. You're in North, South Carolina, but I think it's going to have a bigger impact than just on those two states. So let's go ahead and give a listen to this Hurricane Irma update from the Underground Resistance Network.
Hey, guys, what's going on, man? I just want to make this video so you guys can see what's going on firsthand, because the local weather stations are not telling us what this website is telling us. You can go to ventusky.com to see this for yourself. But I want to let you guys know what's going on. First, I want to let you know that this is the wind speed that we're seeing right here. It's showing you the wind speed that this storm is going to produce. And as you get into the burgundy part and the eye of the storm, you can see that the wind speed and everything picks up. So I'm going to go down here to waves so you can see and I can familiarize you with what I'm about to explain to you. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet and simple so you can do what you got to do to prepare or evacuate. Now, right now, I am at September 10th at 5 a.m. Now, anytime after this, it doesn't allow us to see the waves that this storm produces. So after I explain this portion, I'm going to go back to the wind speed. But like I said, we're at September 10th at 5 a.m. And you can see right off the North and South Carolina border, this thing is producing 15 to 20 foot waves. Now, if you go down here to towards the eye of the storm, in this burgundy part right here, you can see that this thing is producing 50-something foot waves. That is insane, people. 56 foot waves down here. You see this? Now I'm going to go back to the wind speed because it doesn't let me go any further than September 10th at 5 a.m. to show you the waves. So I'm going to go back to wind speed and show you guys exactly where this storm is heading. So I'm going to fast forward all the way until September 11th. Now, I'm at September 11th at 5 a.m., and this is where this storm is headed, right towards the North and South Carolina coast. So if you're in this area right here, you need to be aware. You need to share this video to let other people know so we can get the word out, because our local news stations aren't telling us what we need to know. It takes you more than a day to prepare for a hurricane, so that's why I'm making this video a week out. So you can see in this burgundy part right here, this thing is producing 120 to 30 mile per hour winds. So I'm going to fast forward to 9/11. Right now we're at 9/11 and we're at 5 p.m. on 9/11. You can see this thing heading straight towards the North and South Carolina coast and heading straight towards Fayetteville and Wilmington and all these areas up in here, Raleigh. I'm going to fast forward. I'm still on 9/11. I'm going to fast forward to 8 p.m. And this thing is going to be knocking on Fayetteville's door on 9/11 at 8 p.m. And it's going to be a fierce storm. You can see this thing kicking out 90-something mile per hour winds right here, 100 mile per hour winds. So you do not want to wait to the last minute to prepare your family for this storm that's coming. You can see that it's coming. The weather is telling you they don't know where it's going. Blase, blase, whatever, but I'm showing you so you can see with your own eyes where this storm is going. Right now, it's 9/11 at 8 a.m. is what I'm showing on my screen right now, and this thing is kicking out 118 to 120 mile per hour winds heading straight towards North and South Carolina and Fayetteville, which is where most of my viewers are. So I'm going to back out to September 10th at 5 a.m. and show you the waves so you can see, because it doesn't allow me to show you the waves after September 10th at 5 a.m. So if you look in this dark burgundy part right here, though, these are 50-foot waves, people. You see that? 50-foot waves. So go back to the wind, and we're going to go fast forward back up to 9/11 at 5 p.m. and we're going to go back up here. This same burgundy area, which doesn't show the waves now, but if it did show the waves, it would be showing that these are going to be 50 to 60 foot waves. That's a wall of water. You guys need to be aware that the storm is coming. I'm not just making this video just for shits and giggles. I'm making it so you can see, because people don't look at the news these days. People look at the internet. That's why I'm taking my time out to show you that this storm is coming, so you can make your preparations and do whatever you need to do so we won't be looking like Houston or whatever the case may be. This storm is going to be bigger than Harvey. It's going to be bigger than Hugo. It's going to be bigger than Matthew was, and it's heading straight towards our area. So please be aware. Please share this video, and please put the word out.
And you're listening to BTR News. This is our afternoon music mix where we share music, news, and information, not necessarily in that order. And I do know for a fact that we have listeners in those cities, Fayetteville, Raleigh, that area up in northern North Carolina. I'm in North Carolina. I'm more in western North Carolina, west of Charlotte, and we're probably going to get some rain, and we've already been getting rain actually, but if you're in the northern part and towards the coast, northeast part of Carolinas, definitely you need to be prepared. All right, we're going to close out today's broadcast with a straight up music mix. I hope that you will join me tomorrow. I want to thank my guest LaRon Barton for joining me today. Of course, Black Rose and Feather Light, they're Black Talk Radio family, the host of Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio, which you can hear Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So join me tomorrow. Join me tomorrow. I'll be back on air at noon for some more news, commentary, and music. Support Black Talk Radio and Black Talk Media Project. Make a donation today. Also, check us out at btrcommunity.com, a social media network set up for the listeners of Black Talk Radio Network, where we can provide you with safer, more secure social media where you can keep your anonymity, because a lot of people lose their jobs behind what they post on social media. So we definitely set that up so that you don't have to risk your job or something because of your political or whatever views. All right, this has been Scotty. Peace and blessings to all.